It is 2:06 in the sunshine, 19 degrees in downtown Kitchener. Glad to have you with us this afternoon. Some stories you read about and you want to learn more. Some stories you read about, you shake your head and discard. And a lot of it, as we like to say in the business, is cotton candy. You read it, and before you're finished reading it, you've forgotten what you started to read. And then you read about this website called liferecoveryprogram.com. And you realize just, again, this is just me talking, because after reading through the website and wanting to learn more about it, how valuable this type of service can be. This is the type of thing, in a lot of cases, that where the Internet is a wonderful tool. I remember when one of the first guys involved with the Internet on the 15th anniversary of cyberspace said we had such a great opportunity and we've turned it into a cesspool. He was very disappointed with the vast majority of stuff that he'd found on the Internet. But the fact is, you got to look around. You got to see what's out there. And this particular program, this addiction treatment program, started locally. And, man, you just read some of the testimonials. And first of all, you want to applaud the guys for putting it together that did that first off. And then the effort it must take to maintain this. Paul Redkowski joins us. He's a psychotherapist who has a practice in Waterloo and in Cambridge. And liferecoveryprogram.com is where you'll find him. How are you, Paul?
Good. I guess I'm on the line. How do you do, Gary?
I'm doing great. This is such a great example of how I think of how the Internet can be used, but we don't tend to talk too much about that. Most people tend to talk about we have to get buffers and firewalls to keep us away from stuff that's bad for us, but this is something clearly that there was a need for.
Right, right. I just have to say this is my first time on a radio interview, so I'm just going to follow your lead.
Okay.
If I'm breathing heavy, don't take it personally.
No, well, I'll try not to. It's just like therapy, Paul. It's conversation.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, where did the idea come from?
I'm sorry.
Where did it come from?
Where did it come from? Good question. I was I've worked in private practice for about 10 years now, and I was very fortunate to work in various places in Canada in hospital settings and different treatment, residential treatment programs for folks struggling with addiction. And having worked for the government to set up programming for the Northwest Territories. And I think it originally came from there. I was in the territories for some time and doing my best to get programming available there. However, I mean, due to isolation and what have you, if you know, some folks just could not access, you know, a real live treatment center, you know, or afford to get away for such, you know, for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks plus, or sometimes even afford the money to go. So I didn't invent the Internet. I didn't invent addictions treatment, although I use a lot of cutting-edge tools that that have been around for a while now that many treatment centers don't use. But I did find the marriage of online treatment to be, I think, a rather good one.
Well, I like the word you used, isolation, because people that are in that particular position, I'm sure that's how they feel, is isolated.
Often. And they, you know, group support is certainly highly recommended. I mean, it helps for support. It helps for accountability. Some people, they'd rather remain kind of in private. They'd rather remain kind of off the grid and not necessarily ready to openly admit that they have a struggle and be away from work for, you know, 4 weeks plus to attend a treatment center.
So this makes it a little bit easier. Do you get a group dynamic? Do you get like a blog thing going where people can talk to each other? How does it work?
We just recently put up a blog. We've spent the majority of time just putting up the actual program,
yeah.
And it's taken probably more work and effort than it had been for me to put up an actual real live treatment center, if you can believe it. And so right now, I mean, you can have a very good book with a rather credible author, but if nobody knows about it, it's just kind of sits there. So right now we've been working on the marketing and certainly encouraging community interaction and interaction with folks going online, and there is a blog that they can certainly leave, you know, feedback and you know, put some of their questions out there.
Kind of ironic, isn't it, that one of the addictions that you're dealing with is pornography, and the Internet has probably fueled more pornographic addictions than anything I can think of in recent times.
It is. The treatment... The definition of addiction I use, it's been around for about 30 years, Gary. It's actually from Dr. Jerome Jaffe. Any behavior you cannot stop that has destructive consequences and it is an addiction. Any behavior you cannot stop that has destructive consequences is an addiction. It could be porn. It could be anger. Some people get really fired up, you know, the adrenal rush with anger. It could be toxic relationships. In the Northwest Territories and other places, obviously, a lot of self-cutting. So really, that can apply to just about anything. Facebook can obviously be an addiction.
Shopping.
The average Canadian spends 127% of their annual income. That's the average Canadian.
How much?
127%.
Pretty hard to stay in business that way.
Yeah. So, kind of in the red.
So it's not just my family. That's good to see. But there's a lot, like, I think when the general population, and correct me if I'm wrong, when we think about addictions, we think alcohol, we think drugs.
Typically, and for every chemical addiction, like alcohol and drugs, there is a behavioral component. And every behavioral addiction, like overeating, spending, internet, also has a neurochemical component as well. We're still getting juiced up neurochemically with these behavioral addictions. And there is, you know, a subsequent kind of withdrawal from that as well when people are not engaging. And a lot of, you know, kind of neuromapping and neuroanatomy and neuroscience is indicating that the brain doesn't really differentiate whether you're hitting the casino, the credit card, or the crack pipe. There's still the same neurochemicals that are being juiced up. One is more artificial, of course, where you're injecting or, you know, inhaling chemicals into you from an, you know, external source. But we're still getting pretty fired up when we engage in, you know, behavioral addictions as well.
I have an email question for you. Is it like other programs? Is there a waiting list? And how much does it cost?
Those are very good questions. There is no wait list. That's the beauty of it. Often now that I'm back in private practice from being back from BC in the northwestern part of Canada, I find it just appalling where people are put on wait lists. At least in Canada, the States is a little better, but the States is a little more expensive as well. It's a supply and demand, you know, debate. You got a lot of people waiting on wait lists for 2-3 months plus. They'll often spend, put a second mortgage on their house to go. And come back and often not have a lot of support or get a lot of information. So I wanted this program to be available immediately, obviously online. It's in the privacy of someone's own home. They can go at their own pace as opposed to being bombarded for 4 to 6 weeks, and especially if they're in a chemical detox, not being able to retain the information. And there's a program for loved ones, because often loved ones are just kind of in the dark, not knowing what's going on at the treatment center. So the way I consider it, for loved ones, it's much like a secondhand smoke of the soul. For the person struggling with an addiction, they have obviously getting the most toxic effects. But if you've ever been in a car with a smoker, you know, as a loved one, you're still getting a toxic effect. So there's a program that helps, you know, loved ones walk through what's going on as well.
Yeah, I've told this story before. My brother-in-law, who I'm very close to, him and my sister have been married now for 35 years. He went through the AA program. 24-25 years ago now. But what he needed something tangible to hold on to. So what he did, and I don't know if you recommend this or not, but I love the story. He took the money that he was spending on alcohol, put it in a separate account. So he needed something tangible for. And I'm telling you, Paul, after 2 years, they were mortgage free. He built a wraparound deck on their house, and he had a new car.
Congratulations! Well, excellent. Excellent. I mean, it's certainly, it's about finding alternative, you know, behaviors. So if he's been pushed by his addiction and there's something that's, instead of being pushed by it, something that gives him purpose, okay, every time I get pushed, I'm actually going to do this. That's something that will give me more meaning, which is to save money for a higher goal. Right on. Excellent example.
Well, you know, I just thought it was terrific. And he didn't do it on his own. He's still a big proponent of AA meetings and going to those meetings, but it's been over 25 years, and it amazes me that he still does that on a daily basis. Because it was a daily basis that he was buying alcohol and manages to do. So, you know, there are success stories like that, and I'm reading some of the testimonials on your webpage on liferecoveryprogram.com, and I guess that's the part that I forget sometimes with the internet, because I'm thinking, yeah, he's got an office in Cambridge. I'm gonna hear some local testimonies.
Right.
Wrong.
They're from all over, and this is where, again, people like the confidentiality. The clients we do have signed up, they don't necessarily even have to give their real name. They just provide an email, and they sign up that way. And going back to the price question, I put it as the price of a cup of coffee a day, basically. As it stands right now, it works at $79 a month. It is a 3 to 6 month program. The first 3 months is kind of the foundation. The remaining 3 months for the six-month program is kind of getting to some more advanced grounding techniques and concepts, and they can review, you know, that material for up to a year, you know, for up to a full year, basically.
Mm.
And, you know, there's obviously a bit of a marketing incentive. The more, let's say, the higher end, the advanced, the whole program that they would buy into, they're basically getting like a month free. It obviously goes less in cost.
Right. I have another email question for you asking if this is another 12-step program.
No, it's not. It's a biopsychosocial, you know, relational kind of a model. It's a holistic model used in the more holistic treatment centers that I've been involved in. The first half of the first step of the 12 step, you know, is the only step that part of the 12 steps that mentions addiction.
Yeah.
It's remaining 11 and a half steps that is about lifestyle and trying to go on a healthier path. So this, you could say, is about those 11 and a half, you know, also embodies the philosophy of that, but it is a departure from the 12 step. I hope that answers the question.
Is there a spiritual component here?
There's a spiritual component to us, so certainly there is. In my research, prayer, in terms of U.S. Schools, universities, was only in about, I think it was maybe 20, 25 out of 130 medical schools back in maybe 20 years ago. Now it's taught at graduate levels in about 95 out of 130 medical schools. So even the medical profession is really starting to profess and get an idea of, you know, certainly a higher power, a spiritual belief of God.
So I remember reading that a couple of years ago with a number of medical schools that are teaching about the power of prayer now, and I just remember sitting in my office smiling at that one. Because you hear so many other stories about people who have great faith and its healing powers, and then you think, well, you know what? Why shouldn't the specialists be learning more about that as well?
Oh, and I'm glad they do. It's much like doing a Google search. I mean, if you're putting, you know, something like, you know, don't want porn or no porn in your search line, what are you going to get?
Yeah.
Or
nothing but.
But if you're focusing something else, you put something else in your search line, something like, okay, you know, higher power, my spirit, whatever. What's going to come up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's what we focus on.
Yeah. You know what? I'm so pleased that you guys are doing this because I think that you're reaching people right where they are, and sometimes it's difficult for people to even get out of their own surroundings, and they don't have to here to get started. And you hear this many times, that the hardest step is the first one. So I want to thank you for providing that first step online where it's anonymous and people can actually check you out without that fear of being found out, which I think that anonymous thing is going to be a big catch for you.
Well, thank you very much, Gary. I totally appreciate the opportunity. We're a local business trying to make a global impact.
Right on. Good to talk to you, Paul. Good luck.
Great. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Take care. Paul Rutkowski, who is a psychotherapist. He's got offices in Waterloo and Cambridge. If you want to check out the webpage, there's a whole lot you can learn on there. And you may learn something about yourself. It's called liferecoveryprogram.com, and that's linked from our show page, liferecoveryprogram.com. This is 570 News.